Radio PRS. I'm your co-host, Mike Granton. Radio PRS is brought to you by the Psychical Research Society of Kansas City. PRS is a not-for-profit organization whose purposes include programs and activities to investigate, research, study, demonstrate, discuss, interpret, and expand information concerning psychic phenomena, parapsychology, and related subjects, and to disseminate information by any and all media of communication. The Psychical Research Society is not just an organization for those who practice the intuitive arts. We're here for anyone who is interested in exploring the subjects covered in our mission statement. If you'd like more information on becoming a member, please visit our website at prskc.org. Our guest this evening is intuitive and artist Sapphire Moonbeam. You can call in and talk with Sapphire and Nikki this evening at 646-668-8212. Now here's your host, Nikki Williams.
Good evening, Mike. How are you this evening?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing great. Before we go further into our program, PRS has a little bit of an announcement to make concerning our upcoming psychic fair that is October 16th through 18th. Mike, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about our announcement?
Sure. We are partnering with the Unleashed Rescue Pet Center out in Mission, Kansas. We will be collecting food and other supplies at the fair. Anyone who does bring something in will get $1 off of admission to the fair. That won't be combined with any other coupons or offers. But we want to give them a helping hand and do something for our local community.
Yes, and for our local community of furry friends. A lot of us have our fur babies, and we love them dearly, and it's the Unleashed Society is an excellent shelter. It's a no-kill shelter, and they really are in desperate need of dog food and cat food and kitty litter. And what is their website, Mike, so that people can go and visit their website and check out anything else they might need?
Sure. They're at unleashedrescue.com. They have plenty of information on there. You can contact them directly. If you want to donate, you can do so right over the web, or you can bring some stuff in, and we'll get it to them.
Exactly. They are actually going to have a table set up right there in the entrance of the fair so that you'll be able to get your discount right away, and they'll be able to get your donations to those wonderful animals as soon as possible. And thank you all ahead of time, because I know that all of you are really wonderful people. Otherwise, you wouldn't listen to this show. And I want to thank you because I know that you'll take advantage of this wonderful offer. So I am very excited about our guest this evening. Our guest is returning guest, Sapphire Moonbeam. And Sapphire is a wonderfully gifted artist and also a gifted intuitive. And we are so glad to have you back with us again, Sapphire.
Thank you, Nikki. I am delighted to be here. I am very honored that you gave me another opportunity to appear on your show.
Oh, well, we absolutely loved you last time, and you are welcome anytime, girl, anytime. you're a joy. So last time we had you on, we talked a little bit about the process and how you're a self-taught artist. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you would, please.
I first saw a painter at a medium event named Natasha Kiefer. She's fantastic. She was painting a very abstract painting, drawing upon the energies in the room. And I sat and watched her, and I was just absolutely fascinated. And I looked, and I thought, you know what? I can do that. And I put my own spin on it. I decided to just start painting. I knew I was creative before this, but I had never tried oil painting. And part of the process for me has just been to get into a very secluded space. I get music playing, incense, and I just let things flow from my intuition. A lot of times I don't know what the painting is going to come out like until I'm done. It's a very therapeutic process, but I know that I've been sort of guided to create certain images for this future oracle card deck that I have coming out.
Yes, yes, and I definitely want to get into that. I definitely want to talk about that because we have some of the images of the cards that you put up on the Facebook event for tonight's show, and they're absolutely gorgeous. And So tell me, what was it that inspired you to go from the creating the paintings to putting them into something as meaningful as an oracle deck?
I think I started creating the paintings for the various images in the deck before I knew what I was doing. It's part of that whole following the intuition and trusting your gut. Back in 2012, I created a painting called Moonbeams that has a crescent moon in a waxing position with a rainbow gradient around it. It's going to be on the front cover of the box and on the back of every card. And I kind of feel like that was sort of like a magical portal that opened up the possibilities for all the other paintings. I knew when I was creating a painting for this deck, when I had the name of the subject matter in my head before I started, I knew what they were called before I began painting them, different from a fine art piece.
Wow. Wow. Tell me, if you would, just about a few of the cards, if you can, that you have in the deck. Maybe describe a little
Sure.
bit what they look like and how you interpret them sometimes, or, you know, what they kind of represent to you.
Oracle cards in general, you know, are like a type of divination. Obviously, you know that.
Yes.
I'm just making sure everyone listening knows.
Yes. Yes.
They help you receive gentle, loving messages, and they help guide us on our life journey. I've got a lot of whimsical, very down-to-earth, I think, messages that everybody hopefully can relate to on some level. I've got a card for the word Om and the symbol Om. I've got a card called Radiate Love. It's one of the early paintings that I did before I knew I was creating for the deck. And it's got a lot of paint strokes coming out from a heart that almost have a three-dimensional look to them. There's a card called Magic Within that has a star with radiating energy painting lines coming out from it. A lot of the cards that I've created in this deck are very hopeful and hopefully inspiring, and I believe that they'll show people that they have the magic within and they can be empowered by messages from their spirit guides about what next to do on their journey and on their life path.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I got to say, looking at some of those images, they really speak intuition. They're very symbolic. And I just looking at the picture of the images on the cards, I was kind of taken into another place myself. And I call it Sapphire's world. I was taken into Sapphire's world, which is a pretty cool
place
to be. And I found them very inspiring, and I am excited about this. I understand that right now you are looking for a publisher. So this is not
yes.
a deck that we can buy as of yet. But I'm really excited. I can't wait for you to get this out there because I think it needs to be out there.
I do too. I know that I keep getting messages that I just have to be patient and wait for the timing to be right. It's hard when you know you've got something fantastic that you want to get out there. But I know that the perfect publisher is going to come along. I've got several people looking over, you know, several companies looking over my proposal as we speak. So hopefully, you know, the stars will all align and this will get into place and I'll be able to get this distributed worldwide in a way to help people.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you one thing I've discovered over the years is that there is a time and a place for everything that happens, you know, the whole... To everything, there is a season, you know, and
absolutely.
So that time is coming, and you're right. It's definitely one of the things that I think that as creative persons, when we have or are creating something that we really want to bring out to the world, it can be frustrating having to be patient about it. But
yes.
we do have to find that patience because it's not in our time; it's in the universe's time, and it's in the universe's
absolutely.
Hands.
Absolutely.
Mm. So is that something, here's a question for you. Is that something that you find a lesson you find yourself learning on this journey.
Yes, it's constantly been a repeated lesson for me is about patience. I think as a magical person and as a strong Scorpio woman, I like to think that I can control events in my life, but I'm just like everybody else, and I've got to wait until the divine timing is correct, you know. And it's hard because I have a vision of where I would like to see all of this go.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I understand that completely. I put out albums before, and it's like not quite there yet. No, we don't quite have what we need. We got to go into the studio again. We got to do this. But I'm ready now.
Exactly.
But yeah, and you know what? I find that every time it occurs, every time this, the universe says, just sit down and wait. I got this.
Yeah.
That I find that the results are so much more rewarding than I even ever imagined that they could be.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So I know that you also create jewelry and altar pieces. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please. Because, your talent extends way beyond just doing the fabulous paintings that you do and the oracle cards. You do so much more. Tell us more about that.
I appreciate you saying that. I have always had a love for stones and crystals. When I went to a garage sale, of all places, about 4 or 5 years ago, I found the Scott Cunningham book about stone, metal, and gem magic. And that combined
author.
With collect... What?
He was a fabulous author, sorry.
Oh, yes, absolutely. One of my favorite. I mean, he's really, really good. I started just soaking up information about stones and crystals like a sponge. And, you know, I love carrying them around in my pocket just like everybody, but I think that the earth energies deserve to be worn in a place of honor. And I really enjoy making stone and crystal pendants that are very unique that, that people do seem to love and they come back for more. I pour a lot of love into my pieces, and I have no doubt that love energy travels with them wherever they find a home.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think that can be said for those of us, anyone actually, who's creating anything or putting anything out there into the world, whether it be your beautiful artwork or whether it be someone's music or whether it even be the work that someone does in an office on a day-to-day basis. You put that good energy into that, it stays with it.
Absolutely.
It really does.
If I may, would I be able to read the foreword on this deck?
You know what? I'd love that. I'd love that.
Do we
that.
Have time for that?
We sure do. We got plenty of time. Go right ahead, sweetie.
I was incredibly honored. I asked Mike Nichols, the author of The Witch's Sabbath, to write the foreword for me after he reviewed the deck, and he said yes. And thankfully, he's here in Kansas City. He wrote a terrific foreword for me, and I'll start reading it for you now. It says, "The advantage of oracle cards over tarot cards, it has always seemed to me, is that the tarot takes a good deal of training and study before one can achieve productive results, whereas oracle cards, such as the deck you are now holding in your hands, can be used by the novice with a bare minimum of preparation and yet produce remarkable insights. Of course, a carefully constructed set of oracle cards makes all the difference, and the quality of available decks can vary widely. The strength of Sapphire Moonbeam's deck is twofold. First, she has managed to come up with 44 cards, each named for some archetypal presence or motivation in our lives. Each one is instantly and intimately familiar to us. Which of us has not known the difficult yet weight-lifting power of forgiveness? Which of us has not known the storm and watched with dread as the thunderheads of our emotional landscape started to tower above us? These cards help prepare us, help guide us, help us see the myriad of possibilities that lie before us. Second, along with each well-named and clearly labeled facet of our inner lives, there is also an image on each card, glimpses of objects and swirls of color that Sapphire calls her energy paintings, which gently invite you to dive deep within and touch your higher consciousness, tapping the guidance that lies hidden there. This is precisely what makes each card totally unique to each individual, because while all of us may experience gratitude, no two of us experience it in exactly the same way. Every person's interactions with the cards are theirs and theirs alone. This two-pronged approach makes for a very powerful, richly rewarding, and easy-to-use divinatory tool. I almost hesitate to use the word powerful, because although it is that, there is a lightness of touch, an airy quality that pervades the cards and keeps them from ever seeming heavy or faded. They feel more like they have come from the realm of fairy and have floated here on a moonbeam from the spirits who know you best, care for you, and offer you their love and guidance. Mike Nichols, author of The Witch's Sabbaths. The first time I read that, I was in tears.
Oh, bless his heart. Bless your heart. That's my Southern colloquialism for the day.
It was
but,
so
yes,
nice.
That's
I
a
was,
wonderful,
oh.
wonderful introduction. And what an honor. What an honor to for him to say, yeah, I will do that. And obviously he was moved by the cards, by the deck.
Yes. Very, very yeah. happy.
I can imagine so. I can imagine so because he's a wonderful author, and that
yes.
that really that means I would say that means a lot. It really does. And his words are he really kind of described the way I felt when just looking at those images that they did kind of, they came from fairy floating in on a moonbeam, and that actually is kind of how I feel when I see a lot of well actually all of your work that I've seen through your website or at shows or. There's just a touch of the fae about it. There really is.
Yeah, I definitely have my fairy spirits around me, and I do feel like they help me every step of the way. You know, I know a lot of people have spirit guides, but I think mine are definitely fairies. And my cats can sometimes see them as they float around me in the room.
I can relate totally because I'm a fairy energy person myself. Yes, I have my angels, and yes, I have my animal spirits, but I'm a fairy
yeah.
girl.
Absolutely.
Very
Absolutely.
Much so. Very much so. And even them, and even when my kids were young, my youngest especially, definitely fairy energy dancing around her everywhere. And they would go into the flower garden, and I always taught them to ask permission of the flowers if they wanted to pick a flower. It was up to the flower, not them. And
yeah.
and you'd see her talking to not just the flowers, but the fairy spirits around that helped the flowers to grow and come into
yeah.
being. And it was always so enchanting, and that's something that has, I think partially because I encouraged that, it's stayed with her. She has never severed that connection, like happens to so many kids, unfortunately, you know,
yeah,
are discouraged
yeah.
In their intuitive gifts. And it's just lovely to see when people can grow up embracing themselves and embracing their natural-born spirituality.
It's a good place to be. It took me a while to get here. I got to be honest. It wasn't easy.
I understand. I understand. But, you know, isn't it a great place to be and a great
yeah.
mindset to exist in and a great to kind of have one foot in that realm of spirit and of the ether?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, yeah, I do. I really do think that your artwork brings that sense with it, just like you said that you definitely have spirit guides that are fairies, and it shows up in your work, and that not just the love that you put into them, but that ethereal energy is just imbued into your pieces.
Well, thank you. I don't think about it too much. Like I said, I just absolutely go with the flow of what's coming out, and I try not to judge. I try to just see what happens and see where it goes. I feel like the stones and crystals, I start realizing what goes together. And in the same way with a painting, I'm a very in-the-moment painter. I just concentrate on that one section that I'm on. I do the whole painting at once, and then I step back and think, okay, I guess I'm done. And I think that's good.
Wow. I think that's great, too. I love that there's been such a surge of intuitive artists like yourself and like Natasha Kiefer and Susan Prout and so many others in the metaphysical community. And those are just people, those of you are just here in the Kansas City area, but it seems to be permeating the world of art in general, not just right here in this area. And it's inspiring.
I agree. I think there's been a raise of consciousness and awareness, and it continues to grow. And there's a lot of aura painters and soul painters out there. And it's just exciting, like you said, to see how many more people are just embracing their gifts.
Oh, very true. And, you know, as someone who adored art history, I really did. One of the things you learn is that art tends to reflect life and tends to reflect the attitudes of society. So it makes me curious to think 100 years from now what that's going to represent to someone looking back on the paintings of people like you and Natasha and others. And not just the energy paintings, but also there's a huge surge in fantasy artwork as well, with dragons and fairies and angels. And it's interesting. I wonder how that will be portrayed. And I personally think it's representative of a shift in consciousness on this planet, that the shift that's happening now.
I totally agree. It would be fascinating to look back and see how many of us keep expanding with it all. I definitely say that my paintings are inspired by the rainbow. I try not to pay attention to what other people are doing at all, and I just I like things to be bright, energetic with the energy paintings in it. I don't care if it matches the couch.
Yes, exactly. Good. Yeah, because I do. I think that it's another aspect of it. Art just doesn't just reflect society. It reflects what the individual needs it to reflect, whoever it is that either is creating it or who has purchased it and wants it to be in their home and part of who they are. I think it represents all of the above.
Absolutely. And yeah, healing, soothing, hopefully inspiring. That's all you could ever ask for.
Very true. Very true. And I think you're accomplishing that. And you know what I'm really excited about? This is going to be your first time at the PRS Psychic Fair.
Yes, I am excited too. I'm really looking forward to that 3-day fair starting on, what, October 16th through the 18th?
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I know I'll already have a lot of friends that are selling there and doing readings there as well. I love being around my people.
Yes. It's the Psychic Fair high. And we get them at a lot of psychic fairs and metaphysical fairs and holistic healing fairs. And we do have a tendency to run into the same people because, you know, we're on the circuit. But it's, yeah, those are the people we like to surround ourselves with, I think. And you do get kind of a buzz off of that energy. You get such an incredibly high vibration of energy at an event like that you just kind of feed off of it. We call it the psychic fair high. So.
it's a lot of fun. It's absolutely a lot of fun, and it's exciting to talk to people about, you know, what I do and how much I love it, and just feeding off the people. They're all happy to be there. It's a big win-win.
It really is. It really is, and I got to say, after well, this is my 15th year of psychic fairs for PRS, and for me, and hopefully it'll be this way for you too, but for me, it just keeps getting better. I just keep loving it more and more.
Absolutely. I think I will, absolutely. I know it's already going to be a lot of fun. I really look forward to it.
Me too. Now, the one thing you don't always look forward to is the crash that happens on Monday. After you take away the psychic fair energy, everybody just kind of goes, can't move.
Yeah, I turn into Sapphire the Slug. I get very tired. You're right.
But you know what? I think in the end it's all worth it. And the recuperation process is fine, too. You know, a couple of days of sleep and you're okay. But but it is so worth it. And it's worth it not just, you know, for the readings you do or the pieces that you sell or the people you come in contact with or the energy. It's a package deal, man. You can't ask for more than that when you're in an intuitive line of work.
Absolutely.
So, do you have anything else that you'd like to tell us about that you're working on, or anything else new that might be coming around?
The only other newer thing that I've got going as well, besides my two Etsy shops, I've got one Etsy shop for jewelry and one for paintings. I have a Redbubble shop now, and Redbubble is an online print-on-demand service that ships worldwide. I submit art to them, and as well as nature photography, and they put my images on tote bags and on cell phone cases and, like, throw pillows, skirts, and leggings. It's opening up a really new, interesting arena for my art to be able to wear one of my paintings on a skirt. You know, I bought some of the stuff myself to make sure it was good quality, and it is. It's just a lot of fun. I never imagined my art going to that place, but it definitely makes a unique statement. And I do have nature photography as well in my art shop on Etsy. I've got a creative kind of nature mandala thing going on. I really respect a mandala flower artist named Kathy Klein. What I do is a little bit different. I've got a nature print, by, for instance, called Love is in the Trees. And I created this arrangement of these heart-shaped green leaves for my redbud trees. And it's got a really, like you said, ethereal quality to it. It's creative. It's different. It's really generated interest. It's hard to completely describe what I've been doing with that, but hopefully people will be interested enough to go look it up and figure it out and find out about it.
How did you get involved with nature photography?
I've always been interested in photography. My dad has always been like the family photographer, and he was always taking photos and shots. I like the fact that you can capture moments in time. I think just my awakening and more spiritual development, I'm more and more attracted to nature than ever before. And I enjoy looking at things from a unique perspective. I even like getting down into the grass and into the clover and sometimes looking at the tiniest of bugs to see if I can get a picture of something tiny like that with a macro lens that I have for one of my cameras. There's just so much going on all around us, and we don't always stop to sit and look and listen. I like the idea of bringing nature indoors to enjoy, you know, when you're not outside.
Yes. Oh, I agree with that entirely. And I'm an albino, so I can't actually go outside very much in the daytime to enjoy it. So it is nice to bring it in with photography or even with gardening, indoor gardening or things like that, where you can really... if for some reason you can't spend much time outdoors, especially, that you can really find that connection, because I think we all need that connection very much.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We get so busy in our daily lives, driving to work, sitting at a desk inside, driving home, going inside of our houses. It's hard to take the time out, but going to sit underneath a tree and just breathing in the air and listening to the birds. It's so important to have those moments of grounding and peace and reflection instead of the busyness that we constantly go and live in our everyday lives.
Yes, very much so. Well, we're about halfway through the show now, and we do have a couple of callers. What we're going to do tonight, guys, for those who tuned in a little late, is we're going to take some calls for, like, mini readings that from myself and Sapphire, and Sapphire is going to be using the deck, the Oracle deck that she created, Moonbeam Magic, to draw a card with a special message for our callers. And I actually have my own, it's not my, I didn't create it, but I went and bought a new tarot deck for my birthday, which is Doreen Virtue. angel tarot card deck. So we have some awesome stuff to draw from here. If you haven't called in and you do want to, the number is 646-668-8212. We're going to go to our first caller right now, who is from area, if I can get it to go. I might have to get Mike to help me with this. There we go. Area code 515. You are on the air. Who am I talking with tonight?
Sarah. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Well, we're really glad to have you.
Thanks.
What can we help you with this evening?
I would like information about the potential of a romantic relationship with a friend of mine.
Okay. Okay. Looking for some potential romance. Let's see what kind of messages we can get. Sapphire, do you want to go first and pull a card and see what comes up for Sarah?
Yeah, as she was talking and I listened to what she had to say, I pulled a card for her. And the message on the card, it's called gratitude. And the gratitude card is a genuine appreciation for blessings in our lives that can be extended to all things big and small. Do not waste your time and energy focusing on what you think you lack. Practice the spirit of gratitude regarding simple pleasures in life, a sunrise, a sunset, a warm breeze, or beautiful blooming leaves on spring trees. When you adopt an attitude of gratitude, you'll find more and more to be grateful for. Count your blessings and give thanks to the divine. All of my cards have a short affirmation at the end that summarizes the card in a sentence or two. And it just basically repeats what I just talked about. I am grateful for the many blessings in my life, no matter how big or small. I'll adopt an attitude of gratitude. I'm thinking that being grateful for the friendship that you have with that person right now is the direction to go, and try not to focus on not having more and just appreciate what you have at this moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And what I'm seeing is I have a card called Balance, Archangel Zadkiel. And what it says here is the need for balance and moderation. Cooperation and compromise. Wait for perfect timing. So I'm kind of seeing pretty much the same thing as even if this is to develop into a romance, now is not the time for that. I think a sense of gratitude for the friendship, I think, is what you're needing to look for. You need to find your peace and balance with that at this point in time. I'm not saying that this can't eventually turn into something like that, but I'm saying nurture the friendship part of the relationship, because that is what is key. And that's
okay.
That's the basis of any good relationship anyway, and just taking things a day at a time and trying not to rush into your future ideas or expectations, which is hard for all of us.
It is hard for all of us, but it is the basis for any good relationship is the friendship, and that's the type of relationship where you're going to find the balance that you're looking for, meaning the balance of partnership. It comes from the friendship.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Sounds good to you? Yes.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we had another caller here, but they seem to have disappeared. So what we're going to do...
They must have gone off with the fairies.
They must have. They must have followed the trail of fairy dust. We'll see if they give us a call back soon. And if not, the phone lines are definitely open, guys. It is 646-668-8212. So let's talk a little bit more about... A little bit more about the process of your artwork, because I know you have like a special room that you go to that's just all yours. I know you said you play the music and you kind of immerse yourself in your world.
Yes, I have a little, very small 1925 house, and there's a small area that was added on to the house, I think in the 1970s. I have a room that is a finished-off room next to the attic where I live, and I climb a little wooden ladder, and I open up a trap door, kind of like in Scooby-Doo, and then I shut it, and it becomes part of the floor. And I have this really tiny space that's quite cluttery because that's just what I do. I'm not tidy at all. And and I make no apologies. Creative minds are rarely tidy. I come up here. I come up here. I don't even really have an easel, which sounds insane, but I have a little shelf. I put my canvas on, and I also sometimes just interact with the art on my lap. I wear art clothes specific for the painting. I get paint everywhere, including my face and hair, like a kid. And I've even been known to sometimes I'll turn the painting and just keep turning it and painting it as I go. You know, I'm just very untraditional when it comes to all that. I'm actually looking forward in the future. I may have an opportunity to teach an intuitive painting class, and I would like to be able to show other people how to not worry about how it looks and to go with the flow. And it would be like an anti-wine and paint party class, where you would not emerge from the workshop with a painting that looked like everyone else's. So I really look forward to doing that in the future and letting people embrace their own gifts and not comparing themselves to others.
Oh, yeah. I love that idea. That's a brilliant idea. And I think that's an excellent medium to teach a lesson that we need in other aspects of our lives as well. You know, embrace you, because you're unique and you're not supposed to be like everybody else.
Right. We're all here for our own purpose, and trying to fit into the same boxes just really doesn't work, and it doesn't make you feel good. I think we all started out as artists, as children. We didn't worry about how the finger painting looked, you know, way back when, and we need to get back to that on some level, to where we just let our childlike spirit be unleashed and just do what comes from your heart.
Oh, yeah. I can relate to that lately. As most of you know, I asked for coloring books and crayons for my 42nd birthday, which was Thursday, and I got lots of them. And I've been coloring mandalas like till my heart's content. And I am not necessarily an artistic person, but I do, like I try to draw a circle, it looks like an amoeba, you know. But I appreciate
circle.
Yes, exactly. It's very abstract. Yes. I appreciate and believe that all human beings need some form of artistic expression. I really think, and musical expression, and expression of writing or storytelling or feelings. I think these are all avenues that we need, not just to make pretty pictures or to make pretty music, but to truly express who we are at a soul level.
Yeah, I think it helps a lot with balance. I have I've painted before. A lot of times when I paint, I'm very, very happy. I did paint one time when I was in a terrible mood. I did a painting called Storm that ended up being on the cover of Evolving magazine. I was very honored to have that. I think that when you start out and you're negative and you have this awful feeling, towards the end, once you work through it, you realize it can still be beautiful. It's part of the process. I had another painting. It's a fine art painting. I was in a very bad mood. We all have those days, you know. I painted this painting, and it's called Return to Joy. And it's like a burst of colors that go upward, and it's got kind of a triangle and all this stuff exploding in an upward fashion. And I just felt so much better when I was done, and I did return to joy that day. It was very therapeutic.
That's wonderful, and it is. It is a very therapeutic activity and very cathartic, and I'm really pleased to see that you are considering sharing that knowledge with others. I'm really excited about that. I may have to take your class. That'd be fun.
I do want to mention that I really would not be where I'm at today if it had not been from all the support and love and friendship from people online that followed me from all over the world. I have had so many wonderful experiences and comments and warm, fuzzy feelings from, you know, sending out good vibes and sending out posts and having people support me and cheer me on for what I do. I really couldn't get this far without that. And, of course, my friends and family, that goes without saying. They're all fantastic and they know it. So, but my online,
Wonderful. You
know, following is just incredible.
I dig the internet so much. I really do. Well, for those of you who don't know, I actually met my husband online and my best friend online, and one of my friends met their spouse online. But it really is a great place that you can connect with people. It brings people together in a global sort of consciousness. And there are people who use it for negative purposes, but in general, I find it to be a very positive force in the universe.
Oh, yeah, I've been able to attract like-minded souls, whether they like art like I do or if they're into fairies or magic or whatever. I've met people online that I feel like are part of my soul family, and I know that they are supposed to be on this journey with me, and there's some that I talk to almost daily. It's a great, great experience.
Yeah, it's a good resource, too. We actually have another caller. I'm going to go to that caller right now. You're not coming through from any specific number, but hi, you're on the air this evening.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, no problem. Who are we talking to?
My name is Trish.
Well, hi, Trish. We're glad to have you this evening. How can we help you?
I was wondering if I could get a message from Spirit, or do you need something more specific?
You don't need anything more specific, in all honesty. I'm going to let Sapphire take this first, a message from Spirit for Trish.
Okay. I'm actually having – I grabbed one card. However, three came out at once.
Yes, there's always a reason for that.
You have a lot of messages. The first card is called Rainbow Spirit. And let me get to the description on that page. The picture of Rainbow Spirit has a bright rainbow with a sun that bursts through the rainbow. Rainbows are a wonderful gift from nature. They are a sign of a bridge into a new phase of your life. This card is an indicator that the storm you have been experiencing is over or will be over soon. There are new and exciting things to come for you, but first, you must believe it. You have been working hard to make it through the storm. As the rain fades, the sun shines through and creates the rainbow with beautiful colors as a sign of encouragement and hope for you. The second card that I picked is called Spirals, and it's a blue and green spiral picture or painting that I did. It talks about how spirals have been symbols seen throughout time in many cultures over the centuries. As a spiritual sign, it can represent the goddess and the divine. The inner part of the spiral also represents the beginning of your journey in this life. You are asked to remain patient as things unwind, continue to spin and evolve and unfold on your spiritual path. You may feel like you're walking around in circles, but you are actually progressing as you navigate the twists and turns. You are exactly where you're meant to be. You are guided by the divine. All will be well. All is well. And then the last card is called Synchronicity. And it's interesting because I just picked this card as a message for myself before we did the show. It's got purple and pink and blue, and it's another spiral formed card. Synchronicity is seeing the patterns of events that occur and lead you to other meaningful events, places or events. You're being asked to pay attention to the synchronistic events in your life. There are no coincidences. the events you've been experiencing have happened for a reason. Synchronistic events are signs and guideposts that you are on the right path. Trust that all is well and these synchronistic events are happening for your highest good. I feel like it's talking about you experiencing some trouble recently, perhaps, but you're emerging from it and you're just starting a new phase in your journey, and you need to definitely keep your eyes open for even more messages from spirit. Does that make sense to you at all? Or?
Well, part of it makes sense. The part about leaving the obstacles behind hasn't happened yet, so I'm hoping that shortly.
Yeah, I think that the spiral card talked about trusting where you're at right now, and it's you're right where you're meant to be. I think also I might mention that when you get any type of a reading, whether it's tarot or psychic or oracle card, sometimes things are going to make more sense in a few days or even a week or so. And it's going to click in your mind and you think, oh, that's what she meant by that. I mean, I don't know if you have that same feeling, Nikki.
Yeah, I do. And the card that I pulled is the High Priestess. In this deck is the Archangel Haniel. And it really stresses listening to your intuition, trusting yourself, trying not to doubt yourself. It really, and having patience. And this says, consider carefully what you want before acting. And that's the big message with this one, is really think about what it is you're wanting to manifest from this situation before jumping in. You know, I'm frequently the person who says, yeah, just don't even worry about it. Just jump out of the plane without a parachute. That's fine. You know? But this is indicating that you really need to listen to your guides. You need to stop. You need to meditate. You need to quiet your mind and really, truly listen for that still, small voice within you that's going to truly guide you in the right direction. And that's kind of what you're missing here, is your own connection, your own, you know, higher self guidance. So that's what you need to be looking for. Yeah, those obstacles that you're talking about that haven't removed themselves yet, they will be soon.
Okay.
This is all going to click into place. It's going to click into place. It's going to make sense.
I think that part of the Rainbow Spirit card is that things will continue to get better, but she has to believe it.
Yeah, that's really important. Your internal, the energy that you're putting out as far as knowing that the universe has good for you and that you deserve that good, and knowing that it's there and not wanting it, but knowing it's already there. That's a big, important step here.
Okay. Well, thank you both. I appreciate that.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling tonight. We've enjoyed talking to you.
I've enjoyed it as well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, have a great evening. There we go. Get that. Sometimes the buttons on the internet don't like to cooperate. I don't even know what this control center, I guess I'll call it. But yeah.
It's okay because I guess Mercury goes out of retrograde on Friday. So
that makes me very happy, Nikki. Because it's been kind of crazy. There's been so many retrograde planets and at the same time this year that energies have been kind of chaotic for 2015. And so we see all the, and you recognize it actually in the media. If you look at the news, you go, wow, lots of chaos. Woo-hoo! But in a way, it's kind of exciting because that chaos represents movement and represents kind of what's going on with the change that we're going through and where that's going to be eventually leading us. What we're seeing is the push-me-pull-you between the forward momentum of progress and the resistant elements that resist change. And
I agree.
Eventually progress wins. Forward it wins out in the end, you know. As it will.
Totally agree.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, reading for some people that have called in. We might have time for one more if you can get your phone call in at 646 888-668-8212 with myself and Sapphire Moonbeam, who is our guest this evening. And Sapphire, I just love, I love talking to you. I love having you on the show.
Thank you.
I just find your presence to me is uplifting and calming at the same time.
Well, you know what's interesting? When I decided to change my name legally to Sapphire Moonbeam, one of the things about sapphires was that they were considered the stone of destiny. But also, there's so many more explanations about the sapphire metaphysical properties. But the color blue alone is a very peaceful color. And
yes.
I think that that must have gone hand in hand with the new energetic vibration of renaming myself and reinventing myself on, you know, on this new path. And I know it's all opened a lot of new opportunities. I do tend to stay very optimistic about things. I have my bad days just like anybody, but I don't share those
don't
with
all.
Others. I don't, that's not the kind of energy I want to be putting out there.
Yeah,
I think that there's enough of that going on. We need
yeah.
more positivity. We need to talk more about our joys than our problems.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. And there is a great deal of joy. And there's a song by a wonderful musician and artist, and I'm going to go ahead and say who she is. Her name is Terry Wilder. And it's a song that she wrote quite a while back that's called I Choose Joy. And it's such a truth statement, I think, because it can be a conscious decision on our part to choose to be joyful. And yes, we all have difficult times in our life, and we all have pain, and that's just something that happens. But we can find the joy from any situation.
We can.
Eventually.
You know, I think it's interesting that this conversation has gone this direction. I want to tell you that there's one card in my deck that I think is the absolute most important card in here, and it's not all about joy. It's called Shattered. Would you mind if I read it aloud?
I don't mind that at all. You go right ahead, sweetie.
It is, I'm trying to find the correct page. Let's see. I think it's important because it talks about, okay, page 49, just a second. It talks about having those low moments. It's kind of a whimsical poem, so bear with me. When life makes you feel shattered, what do you do? Do you pick up the pieces and try to use glue? Do you sit and cry and do nothing but frown? Do you leave pieces of yourself scattered all around? Here is my simple wish for you. Whether it happens or not depends on you. I hope you find love deep in your heart and gather the courage to make a new start. Pick up some pieces, but leave some behind. Discover there are new pieces for you to find. Rebuild yourself to make something new. One day you will see a more beautiful you.
Oh, wow. That's sort of Shel Silverstein-ish.
It's what?
You know, like A Light in the Attic. It reminds me of Shel Silverstein. I like A Light in the Attic and Where the Sidewalk Ends.
I've never read that.
Oh, man. Well, that is my suggestion to you. Go pick up some Shel Silverstein, girl. He was phenomenal. Most of his books are considered children's poetry, but they're very deep. And there's goofiness, but there's joy, and there's life lessons, and they're deep and emotional in a way that also is simple and youthful. And so that, you remind me of Shel Silverstein. You'll see what I mean if you go. My favorite is A Light in the Attic.
Reminding you of someone that's already published is a great sign. I'll take it.
Wonderful. Well, he passed away a few years ago, but he left us with many, many fabulous books that you can find it pretty much anywhere. So yeah, Shel Silverstein.
I will.
I want
I'll look
to
into
give
that.
You an opportunity here before we go to Mike to tell us your contact info. How can we find your paintings and you?
Okay, my energy art, my paintings, and my nature photography is at Etsy.com/shop /moonbeammagic with a K at the end. My jewelry shop is Etsy.com/shop/sapphiremoonbeam all together. There are two P's in sapphire for those that don't know. And my Redbubble shop is redbubble.com/people/S Moonbeam. And that's where you can find all of my items that are for sale and the various products there. My Facebook page is Sapphires Moonbeams. And I do have a website, sapphiremoonbeam.com. It's going to be under construction soon and be redeveloped, but that has not happened just quite yet. But it will.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we'll be right back with you for a few last words, but we're going to go talk to Mike real quick about what's coming up in PRS. Take it away, Mikey.
All right, coming up next week, October 16th through the 18th, we have the PRS Psychic Fair. That's at 1601 North Universal Ave in Kansas City at the Howard Johnson Plaza Hotel and Conference Center. As we talked about earlier in the show, we are doing a benefit for the Unleashed Pet Rescue out of Mission, Kansas. Bring in dog food, cat food, kitty litter, any kind of pet supplies, and get $1 off your admission to the fair. And then in November, we go back to the Westwood, Kansas meeting location. On the 14th, we have Robin Stevens with Feng Shui. And then December 5th, we have our annual holiday dinner and award ceremony,
which is always a lot of fun. You can find out more information on prskc.org. Next week on Radio PRS, we have Vanessa Knowles of the Hummingbird Touch Healing Center. That's going to be exciting. And I just got to talk with her a few days ago. She's wonderful. The week after that, we have Dr. Mark McFarland, who is a chiropractor, and he's going to be talking to us about something very interesting, the iodine conspiracy. And it really is a bit of a conspiracy. After that, the week after that, we have the incomparable Wanda Chapel, numerologist. We've never talked about numerology on the show. You are not going to want to miss it, because she's going to do little mini numerology readings for our callers. That is so exciting. And then on November 4th, we have Christy Stuckey, who is a wonderful intuitive consultant. You're going to absolutely love her. We've just got some great shows coming up. And so I want to make sure that you all tune in for all those fabulous shows. All right? Same bat time, same bat channel. And so, Sapphire, thank you so much for being here tonight. Is there anything that you'd like to, any words of wisdom you have for us as we walk off into the sunset?
Ooh, words of wisdom. You know, that's really putting me on the spot. I just want to say that I really, really appreciate this opportunity. I think you and I make a really great team, and I hope we can do this again sometime.
Of course we can. Of course
really
we can.
I really enjoyed it.
This is awesome.
I'm really looking forward to all the future possibilities, and here's my words of wisdom. Wake up each day, I don't know who said this, but wake up each day with the idea that something wonderful is about to happen. I think that your attitude will help with your reality.
Amen to that. Well, thank you again so much for being here. And yes, I will definitely want to have you back again, because we absolutely love you. And
thank you.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful night. And all of you out there, have a wonderful night as well. Mike, cue that music.